This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why does the Quran mention Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa more often by name than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given a great distinction in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never uses the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran except to show his importance. So the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to him as Muhammadun Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of God. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Muhammad isn't the father of any men who reside amongst you. All of his sons, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had passed away. Rather, he is simply the messenger of God unto you. While the other messengers are referred to by Allah with Ya Unida, Ya Ibrahim, Ya Musa, Ya Nuh, Ya Isa, Ya Shu'aib, Allah would refer to them. They are honored by Allah, but when Allah calls out to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he refers to him with a title and a designation. It's like how you and I, and there's no example between us and the maker, the creator, the almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, you honor someone with a title if they've earned it and deserved it. There's a doctor, there's your honor, the judge, Mr. President, the Prime Minister, His Eminence, and so on. So for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would refer to him as, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi. O Messenger of God, O Prophet of God, Ya Ayyuhar Rasul, Inna Arsalnaka Shahidan, you are the witness that I will use amongst mankind. Shahidan wa Mubashiran wa Nadira, you're the one who I've sent as the giver of good news, as the one who is the warner unto humanity. Sirajan Munira, you are the light that is brightly lit in the darkness that surrounds people in the world. So you find that Allah has given that honor to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, the stories of the prophets are much more mentioned in chronology. So Allah speaks in detail about Prophet Yusuf and about Prophet Musa and about Prophet Ibrahim as examples for our ummah to follow and model ourselves after. And Allah calls out to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Follow the example of Ibrahim in his monotheism and in his approach to his tawheed, singling out only God in worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us nearness to the prophets of Allah.
Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases and consider donating to this worthy cause.